Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. If you've been following me for any period of time, you know that Marketing Matchmaker always drops on Wednesday morning. And usually I have recorded this podcast several days, sometimes weeks in advance. However, something that happened this week made me stop and record a whole new podcast to drop tomorrow. So today is March 5th. And if you were like pretty much everyone else in the business world, you probably woke up this morning and found yourself staring at that error message on Facebook and Instagram, or really just not being able to log in. I had a client actually reach out to me this morning asking me what's going on with Facebook. And my answer was, I have no idea, because I didn't. It was down. This isn't the first time that that's happened. It has been several years since we haven't been able to access it at all. However, there are times when social media in and of itself become inaccessible for us for whatever reason. And it can feel like, well, like you're walking into your office one morning and you find the doors permanently locked with no warning. It's stressful. I've had friends posting about how freaked out they were for various reasons because they weren't able to access it. So I wanted to focus today's episode on this topic because it really did get me thinking about talking to you about what we do when our main lines of communication with our audience vanish into thin air and what we should do instead of relying on social media. So we're going to peel back the layers on why putting all of our digital eggs into the social media basket can be risky. We're going to talk about the importance of really how we can spread our presence across different platforms and also really creating a process that ensures that no outage, no algorithm tweak, no update or policy change or just something we inadvertently said could disconnect us from our audience. So let's just dive right in because today's episode is going to be pretty short and to the point and also pretty nitty gritty. When we look at putting all of our marketing age into a social media platform, whether that's Facebook or Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, whatever the platform might be, it's almost like walking a tightrope without a safety net. Not very often, but sometimes there are temporary outages or updates to the platform that don't allow us to do the things we're doing. I know the last time that Facebook went down, I had a client that was in the middle of a launch. Dead set, middle of a launch. And she ran her launches through her Facebook group. Facebook was down. So what now? Thankfully, we had a backup. We could pivot. However, not everybody does. A lot of people rely on social media as their sole means to communicate with their audience. And if things like this happen, where there's a complete outage in Facebook, it can make it so that you're not able to communicate with your audience when you need to. Not to mention things like algorithm changes, where one day your post is going viral and the next day you can't even get a like on a post. Understanding how the algorithm works is an ever-evolving process that changes on a dime. So it's kind of like doing a dance in the corner by yourself when that algorithm doesn't push your content out in front of the people we want that to be in front of. There's no warning to this. There's no rules that we are aware of that say, hey, this is what you need to do instead. You just get to figure out on your own the changes that have been made to the algorithm and try to crack the code so that your engagement rates go up instead of plummeting. And then there are things like account suspensions, bans, hacking. Heck, I've had a client who just lost her Facebook password and ended up having to completely forego that profile and start a new one because they couldn't get access to it. So imagine building your business, your community, your entire online presence on these platforms, only to one day find out it's all gone, vanished. It happens to so many people. A friend of mine had her account hacked earlier this past year and ended up having to abandon that account and start a new one. It almost feels like starting your entire business from scratch because all of that content, all of that interaction is gone. Not to mention the fact that honestly, the thing about social media, when you put that information on it, they own it. They get to say who sees it and when they see it. And that, my friends, leaves you so vulnerable. These vulnerabilities aren't just hypotheticals, though. They're very real risks that can disrupt our connection with our audience and our ability to market to our business effectively. What should you do instead? In the digital marketing world, there is one asset that stands out above all others. It stands the test of time. It stands the algorithm changes. And it is your email list. I know, it sounds so simple. Unlike social media, where your access to your audience can be throttled by the algorithm, email marketing puts you in the driver's seat. You get to control the narrative. You get to control the timing. You get to control the reach. Imagine, if you will, a direct line to your audience's inbox where your messages aren't just another blip in their social media feed. It is that personal interaction and engagement with your brand. The beauty of email marketing really lies in its ability to foster a direct relationship with your audience where you control the communication. You get to almost have a private conversation. You get to tailor those messages to your audience's specific needs and interests at that time and personalize it in a way that can boost engagement and also enhance loyalty and trust. More importantly, you never have to worry about not being able to communicate with your audience at any given time. So that client that I mentioned that during the last outage was in the middle of the launch, that's exactly what we used. Her emails were the conduit we get to use to send an email that says, hey, we need to pivot. Join me on this Zoom link instead of in the group. It made it so that she was able to continue with her launch and continue growing her business, that Facebook didn't control it, or social media, any social media platform. There are so many people that get deplatformed from every social media network out there for sometimes things that seem insane. But when you control the message and the narrative and how and when you communicate with your audience, you're better able to connect with them and grow. Now, I would never say to not use social media. I'm simply saying to use it in a way that is layered into something that is effective for you. So you're able to send out things like blog posts and podcasts and video that allows you to connect with your audience, showcase your expertise, establish your business as authority, all within something that you control and not social media. So when you're looking at creating this email marketing list, we're really looking for you to build something that attracts your ideal clients into your world. So when you start building your email list, the easiest thing to do is start with a lead magnet, a free guide, a webinar, a quiz, a checklist, something that's going to encourage your audience, whether they're on social media or they find you on your website, to engage with you one step further. It really does help you to create that interaction with people who actually want what it is that you have to sell. Most of the time, because email lists are permission marketing, it means that people have given you permission to send them things, which means that they wanted to connect with you. So you're not chasing them. They're chasing you. You can also do things like start a podcast or go on podcast guesting and use that lead magnet to broaden your reach, to bring in other people outside of social media that really can help you to create that connection on an ongoing basis. And while I always say to focus on one or two platforms, I would also say don't put all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to social media. Test out other platforms where your target audience might be active and start engaging over there as well. So if you're really trending on Instagram and Instagram is your thing, maybe don't also use Facebook. Maybe use LinkedIn or YouTube as your alternate, because they're owned by different companies. If Facebook goes down, Instagram goes down and vice versa. So if you're using outside other social media platforms, it will help you to continue to build and grow your audience. So if for whatever reason you get removed from your primary social media source, you have the ability to pivot to a secondary social media source. Social media can be a fabulous tool if done right, and if you are doing it in a way that brings your audience into your world by building an email list that allows you to create that connections. You're not just reducing your reliance on social media. You're building a robust, diversified marketing strategy that will sustain your business through changes and challenges that go on in the digital marketing world, things that we hear and see all of the time. I want to leave you with one final thought. Diversifying your digital marketing presence, it's not just a safety measure. It's really a strategic move to really building a stronger, more resilient business along the way. It's about really ensuring that you're not just a temporary sensation on social media, but you're a lasting presence in your industry. By connecting across different marketing channels, you're not only protecting your business from the unpredictability of one particular social media platform, you're also unlocking new opportunities to connect with your audience in meaningful ways, which is what we want to do when it comes to our marketing. Taking the first step doesn't have to be overwhelming. So start small. Maybe that means setting up an email newsletter this week, brainstorming topics for your first blog post, or even sketching out ideas for some kind of lead magnet. Each action you take is a step towards a more secure and vibrant digital marketing world for your business. So, what steps are you going to take this week? Each action you take is a step towards a more secure and vibrant digital marketing ecosystem for your business, which is going to ultimately create a lasting, strong foundation when it comes to growing your business, increasing your revenue, and scaling your impact. I hope today's episode has inspired you to think beyond the likes and shares and follows and really to start building a digital presence that truly creates depth and breadth in your business. If you're ready for some help to do this, head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and let's schedule a strategy session. Let's figure out how to get you to be seen. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple, iTunes, and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.